I Am Lovely and Dark, read by Ntombi Meso. In the historic township of Soweto, in a lively three-roomed house in Diepkloof, lived a bright and beautiful girl named Kayise. Kayise was a gorgeous girl with skin that glowed like that of African princesses from long ago in the time of King Shaka. Her lovely afro made her beauty shine even brighter. It made her skin pop like sunshine on a summer day. When her father got a new job at a firm near Soweto, Kayise and her family had to move away from the quiet rural village she had always known. Now living in a small but vibrant house in Diepkloof, Kayise faced a big day, her very first at her new school. Kayise, wake up! Her mother called gently as she opened the curtains to let the sunshine in. Kayise stretched and smiled. It was her first day at her new school. Her mother helped her get ready and styled her hair into a beautiful fluffy afro, Kayise's favorite hairstyle. She beamed with pride as she looked at herself in the mirror. Then, with her little backpack on, she hopped into her father's vintage car. Upon seeing his daughter, he smiled and said, "Your hair looks so beautiful. It's like a crown." She giggled and off they went, driving through the streets of Soweto to her new school. After arriving at school, she began walking into the big schoolyard when a group of older learners approached her, shouting, "Nyamane, Nyamane," while laughing. Hurt and embarrassed, little Kayise ran to the bathroom where she hid and began sobbing. Minutes later, she heard a voice.
"Hello, are you there?"
One tiny voice said,
"Please don't cry. Open up. We want to be your friend."
Another added. Kayise opened the door. The two little girls rushed to her and gave her a warm hug.
"My name is Thato, and this is Ayanda. We saw what happened. Please don't cry. You look beautiful. My mom always says, black is beautiful. Now let's go to class."
Kayise wiped her tears away. The girls held hands and walked towards their classroom. After entering, the teacher looked up and called out to the latecomers. "Hey you, dark girl, come here and introduce yourself to the class. The rest of you, sit down." The three girls froze in shock and confusion. "I mean the darker one, you know yourself." The whole class burst out laughing, pointing at her. Kayise reluctantly walked to the teacher and with a heavy heart introduced herself. At that moment, she wished the world would open up and swallow her. After the introduction, the lesson continued, but Kayise couldn't focus. She was upset at God, her parents, and everything to do with creation. "Why did you make me this dark, God? Do you want people to laugh at me? Hate myself? Why me?" The thoughts overwhelmed her. Feeling she couldn't take the pain anymore, she asked to go to the bathroom where she sat on the toilet seat and sobbed. After that terrible first day, school became harder. The other children kept mocking her, laughing, and calling her names. Her mother tried to assure her she was beautiful, just as she was, but society never reflected that, so to her, it felt like a lie. Every day after school, she'd watch TV and flip through magazines. She noticed most of the people were lighter than her. Maybe people are right. I am ugly. Beauty is when you look like the girls on TV. I wish I wasn't born. Then I wouldn't be bullied like this, she thought. One day, she told her parents she was sick, just to avoid going to school. After staying home, her mom realized she wasn't really ill. The next morning, her mom ran her a bath, laid out her uniform, and told her to get ready. But mom, I'm still sick, she said. Her mom ignored the protest and continued her routine. Okay, okay, I'll go, Kaisa said, frustrated. At school, teachers announced a competition. A hair care brand, Lovely Like Me, was looking for an ambassador. Students were invited to write an essay titled, How Do I Feel About Myself and My Hair? After lunch, representatives handed out the papers and told the kids to write and submit their work once done. Excited, Kaisa grabbed her pen and started writing. A week later, the results came in. Kaisa and her friend Ayanda made the top five. The final round was to deliver a speech in front of the school. On the event day, the hall was packed. Ayanda went first, spoke clearly, and was applauded. Then it was Kaisa's turn. As she walked on stage, some students laughed and whispered. Her heart raced and tears welled up. The strict principal stood up and boomed. Be quiet, everyone. Show respect. Silence followed. Kaisa took a deep breath, wiped her tears, and stood tall. Her voice was soft at first, then grew stronger as she spoke. Every day since I entered these school gates, I've been mocked and bullied, not just by learners, but by teachers too. Yes, I am dark, but I am human. How many tears should a dark young girl cry to show her pain? How many breakdowns should I have to be seen? I wish you could see my soul before the color of my skin. I wish you could see how kind I am. I wish we could be friends instead of enemies. I am special and loved every day. My heart is happy in a wonderful way. I am smart and talented. I shine so bright. I am beautiful inside and I feel just right. Thank you. After her speech, the hall went silent. Her words hung in the air like a soft but powerful echo. Then Thato and Ayanda stood and clapped.
That's our friend!
Soon, the whole school joined in. Applause filled the hall like a celebration of courage. The principal stepped up. Thank you, Kaisa, for sharing your truth. Now the moment we've all been waiting for. The winner. The judges conferred. Then the principal smiled. The winner of the Lovely Like Me essay competition is... Kaisa! Cheers erupted. Her friends rushed the stage and hugged her. Tears of joy streamed down her face. She had won their respect. The principal returned to the mic and addressed the school. In this school, we have zero tolerance for bullying. We love and accept each other. If any learners bully others, they will be given detention. There is beauty in our differences, And that is why we are called a Rainbow Nation. He held Gayisa's hand as she was awarded a trophy, a check, and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to spend a day at a radio station. There, she shared her love for music, art, and her dream to travel the country, teaching others that black is beautiful. To all the beautiful brown-skinned girls and boys, this is for you. Love, Gayisa.